And welcome back to What's Up with Missy on AM 1340 WHAT. It's What's Cooking Wednesday. And since it is bridal week, we're talking about fashion, specifically makeup for brides. We've got Becky Bo, celebrity makeup artist specializing in weddings, special events, and makeup for mature women with us today. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Missy.
Thanks for being with us.
I'm delighted.
We have a lot of important information to share, so I want to get right to it. Every bride wants to look beautiful on their wedding day. This isn't a surprise to anybody. But choosing the right makeup is crucial. I mean, you've got those pictures for the rest of your life. What do you recommend?
Well, I recommend spending the money on a professional makeup artist. And that's really not only to have the best looking makeup and have something that's really polished and that lives up to the day, the dress, the occasion, but it's very nerve-wracking on the day of the wedding, and I don't think all brides necessarily anticipate how nervous they're going to be, how hairy they're going to be. The more people that are in the room getting ready, the more nervous they're going to be. So being able to put yourself into the hands of a makeup artist who just has a calming presence, knows what she's doing, everything's planned out, is just a real relief to brides, and you really can't put a price on it.
So I come to you, Becky Bo, makeup artist, and I'm having my initial consultation. What happens the first time we meet as a bride for my initial consultation?
Well, I ask you what your hopes and dreams are in terms of what you want to look like. And I ask you about what makeup you normally wear and what you want to look like, what your bridesmaids are going to be wearing, what your dress is like, what your hair is like, who your photographer is, who you're working with, and just get a whole picture about you. And from there, I can kind of determine, based on my experience, what you're going to be comfortable with. Is that going to be a very dramatic look or a soft look? Honestly, most of the brides that I work with really want to look natural.
And natural is a little harder than it sounds. That doesn't mean no makeup, especially to pick it up on the film. And that's why a professional makeup artist like yourself knows how much you need for it to be read well in the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Natural can take a good 45 minutes.
And do you also do a consultation for the mother of the bride or the bridesmaids? How does that work if someone's using you for the whole package? You're not going to sit there and do everybody's trial makeup, are you?
No. Normally, it's just the bride. Occasionally, I'll have a mother of the bride who'd like to have her makeup done. But honestly, Missy, most of the people I've done makeup for, I've never met before. And I'll tell that sometimes to brides who are trying to plan their weddings from out of town, which happens a lot in Philadelphia. I don't know why. When I was in New York City, all the brides were local, but when I work in Philadelphia, half of the time I have brides who are living in D.C. or living in New York who are coming home to Philadelphia to get married. And sometimes they just don't have time to plan a trial makeup. So in that event, I tell them, honestly, I've never seen most of the people I've done makeup for, so don't worry, you're in good hands.
That's interesting, because and that's wonderful. And they come out beautiful, of course. And you can see that if you go to your website BeckyBo.com, you could see how great everybody looks. So we are getting great advice today about brides looking their best with celebrity makeup artist Becky Bo. Now, Becky, I have an issue with these brides who think that a tan looks good against a white wedding dress. Can we speak to this?
Oh, I would love to speak to that, Missy. It's not good to look like an Oompa Loompa on your wedding day. And often I have brides who say, well, I'm planning on getting a spray tan. I cannot tell you how many yellow brides I have seen show up on the wedding day. And that's rather hard to reverse because I might be able to do something about correcting the face, the skin on the face, but I'm less likely to be able to correct the body and get those things to sort of work together. So I recommend trying to be the color you were born with. If you want to tan, it should be very, very mild. I mean, I'm against tanning anyway as a makeup artist. There's nothing worse than sun damage. But you're right. They want spray tans, and spray tans are more popular now. Self-tanners are more popular. I advise to approach that with caution.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because it makes me crazy because you see, and it's a white dress, folks. Your skin is going to have color no matter what against a white dress. You don't need to look chocolate brown.
Yeah.
Could
look a little tacky.
Yeah. And when you look at those pictures, especially 20 years later, and you're like, oh God, what was I thinking? That's a stage I know friends of mine have gotten to. Now, more importantly, are you with the bride all day at the wedding, or you're there like touching up the makeup during the photo shoot? How does that work?
I can be with them all day. It's just a matter of how much they want to spend and how much they feel like they need me around as a sort of comforting force. I have
certainly stayed with brides until after the ceremony. Staying through the photo shoots is not a bad idea, because personally, when I'm staying through a photo shoot, I don't just work with the bride. If I see somebody who's shining and who's about to ruin a picture or a group picture, I jump on them with powder and make sure that they look good. So I do whatever I can. I mean, I've done all sorts of crazy things. When I've been at weddings, I have dressed the grandmother. I have sewn things. I have fetched things.
Oh, my God. Okay, now you have to tell us one of your favorite stories. Come on. Now that you said that, tell us one of your favorite wedding stories. Got to hear this.
My favorite wedding story. People often ask me, oh, you must have seen some crazy thing, or you must have worked with some bridezillas. Honestly, most of the brides that I've worked with have been absolutely lovely people. Usually, the people who give me difficulty, if any, are the maid of honor and sometimes the mother of the bride. I mean, there's something that is really consistent about what I do with weddings, and that's mother-daughter tension.
Yeah.
I mean, I can look at my watch and kind of go, 2, 3, scream at your mother. Yeah. So I see that a lot. In terms of stories, I think one thing that sticks out is I was doing a wedding in New York. The mother of the bride was sitting there eating her bagel and lox while I was trying to do her makeup, which doesn't really facilitate good work on my part. And as I'm trying to put makeup on her, she's saying to me through the bagel and lox how much she hates the groom.
Oh, my God.
And that was sad. And then the other funny thing I like to tell people is when I did makeup for Catherine Zeta-Jones' wedding and I did the bridal party, it was at the Plaza Hotel, and this was before they renovated. But, it was a big scene out there, and velvet ropes, the whole thing. And I came up to the velvet rope, and I said, they asked me what I was doing there. I said, I'm the makeup artist. They just let me in. So I've determined from that if you ever want to get behind a velvet rope, all you have to do is say you're the makeup artist. Carry a small satchel, say you're the makeup artist.
There you go. You just got a wedding crasher tip right here on What's Up with Missy and Becky. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to call me at 610-220-0042, or you can email me at becky@beckybow.com.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Great wedding tips, advice. Brides, you're going to look beautiful. Consult with Becky. She knows what she's doing. We're going to be right back with more What's Up with Missy right here on AM 1340 WHAT.